hello, hello. Welcome in. This is the Eric Zane Show, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Welcome. I was just checking out, you know, it isn't probably the best idea to open up a podcast talking about your local weather forecast. I mean, considering the fact that most of the people are going to consume it like in recorded form and they don't give a shit. But it is remarkable and worth mentioning that today, here we are in the dead of winter. I mean, well, not exactly. I mean, the end of February, kind of upward trajectory, but you're still definitely in the winter. 72 degrees today here. Tomorrow, a low of 19. So a meteoric rise and then an even faster descent. That is a 53-degree difference. All right. On days like today where it should be freezing and it's fucking hot, you know, you walk around the neighborhood and you're like, this is what a day. What a wonderful day. But, I mean, we're dead here, you know. EZ will long be gone, but our children might not. It's going to bake here. I mean, if you think about it, this all lends to that whole idea. This is why all of Mexico is trying to get north. The Mexicans and the Guatemalans and the Hondurans and the Ecuadorians and the Bolivians and the Belizeans, the Colombians, the Brazilians, they all know more than we do that the end is near. Okay? So what we're trying to do now is they're trying to get through is to the U.S., but it's still hot as fuck in 85% of the U.S. Then they go up north. So, like, the center, the population destination in 100 years is going to be like Rochester, Minnesota, or Duluth. The biggest city in North America is going to be someplace in Manitoba. Winnipeg is going to be the new New York City. The summers in Winnipeg are going to be hot, and the winters are going to be balmy. So I don't know if it's such a great idea to sit around and celebrate the warm temperatures. My God, the end is near, I'm telling you. Rebecca says, but global warming doesn't exist. Yeah, it so does. I mean, I am of the opinion that it does. And I understand about doing whatever we can to make it so that we can slow this down. But honestly, Rebecca says that was sarcasm. Oh, I know. I know it was. I was reading it as such. We were making fun of, I'm with you, making fun of the people who say that global warming does not exist. Well, of course it exists, but it doesn't mean that anything is going to be done about it. It's impossible. We need to get from point A to point B. We need our stuff. All right. I think, though, that as a society, we will get to a point where there'll be a sudden shutting off, okay, of the burning. And then the population will correct itself. The temperature will regulate. It'll all work out. But if it doesn't, we're all dead. Everybody's going to die. Kenny says, I think global warming would exist on some level with or without us. Well, I think if you were to look at like the way temperatures have risen and the amount of pollutants that have been spewed out into the world, into the atmosphere, there is a direct correlation there. It's just math. I don't know if it would never be like the way this is. But at the end of the day, Taylor Swift has to get from point A to point B. I don't know if you saw that story. People are giving Taylor Swift shit because she's flying on her jet. And the lead singer of a band called Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett. You may remember them in the 1980s. They had a massive hit called Beds Are Burning. And this guy, Peter Garrett, has always been, you know, he would always write songs like this. Like that song, Beds Are Burning. Great song. But most people don't know that what that is an anthem for the Australian government to give lands that used to belong to Aborigines back to them. That's what that song's about. He made a rock song about how the Australian government has to take the land that they took from the Aborigines and give it back to them. Let's give it back. How do we sleep while the beds are burning? The time has come to say fair's fair. To take something, to take our share, facts of fact, it belongs to them, let's give it back. I don't know. Anyway, that guy, Peter Garrett, is bummed out at Taylor Swift. He's sharing a bold message about Taylor Swift's travel choices during a recent appearance on a South Australian radio show. 70-year-old Peter Garrett, who looks the same, by the way. The bald guy. Longtime environmental advocate who once served as Australia's Minister for Environment and Arts. He was asked to share his opinion about Swift's private jet use while calling in last week to Beck and Soda for breakfast. Beck and Soda in the morning. A show with the Adelaide-based 107.1 SAFM. Quote, she's not setting a good example, Peter Garrett said. Though he said fixing these kinds of resource uses is ultimately up to the government, people still have the option of making climate-conscious choices. Garrett acknowledged that Swift isn't alone in preferring to travel by private jet instead of using a commercial plane. Other musicians and celebrities do the same. I don't know how the hell Peter Garrett comes off. How the hell can you even suggest this? For safety reasons alone. You know, you don't want Taylor Swift sitting on a commercial liner. Okay? Swifties are crazy. If Taylor Swift is in first class of a passenger plane, all the assholes in coach are going to rush forward like they're Al-Qaeda to the front of the plane. The plane's going to nosedive and it's going to go smashing right onto the Australian coast. Get your head out of your ass, Peter Garrett. Besides, Swift probably has enough people in her friends, family, entourage, employees that put her show on, that it probably takes a few trips by plane to get from point A to point B. And the cultural significance to Taylor Swift, nobody wants to take someone who has such an influence on the culture and slow them down. Let those fuckers take as many plane rides as they can. Fuck you. If I am a billionaire and Peter Garrett starts making a stink to me about my flying habits, I'm going to go, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to come to my house and you're going to sing Beds Are Burning until I say it's time to stop. And then I'm going to tell the pilot of my plane to do laps around the planet, all right, for as long as I want to. And this is all in an effort to get you to shut the fuck up. Leave her the fuck alone. God damn. This woman can't even travel appropriately without some asshole giving her a hard fucking time. Tyler says, I think the reason people give her shit is because she will take her private jet instead of traveling a drivable distance. So what? Who gives a fuck? Bob says, nobody is mentioning the convoy of trucks that follow her around with all the crap for concerts. Yeah, that's what you do. It's a traveling show. We're supposed to do that. There are no alternatives. It's not her fault that everybody fucking loves her. The fuck do you want? This is so ridiculous. Okay. At the end of the day, this is our planet. We'll do what we want on it. Okay? We have to. We don't have a choice. This isn't like Elvis Presley and Colonel Tom Parker, who wouldn't even let the king leave the fucking U.S. because that bastard was going to get deported. Fuck that shit. We're making up for it with Taylor Swift. Yeah, lead singer of Midnight Oil needs to shut the fuck up. What an asshole. Don't tell her what the fuck she can do. If people want to travel, they can travel. It's a fucking free world. That asshole's just jealous because he's playing the local fucking barbecue festival in Queensland and playing the same goddamn song as the encore, Beds Are Burning, for the past 50 years. Shut up. Brenda says, we'll fuck it up as much as we want. Now, you know that Brenda is kidding, don't you? She is our resident tree hugger. And I am too, okay? I love the trees. But at the end of the day, if I have to choose between trees and stuff, I'm getting stuff. We haven't fucked it up enough. We have to live. We have to survive. This is what we do. In the world today, us as humans, we make shit. We make shit. We travel. We do cool shit. And that's the cost of doing business. All right? I'm not going to be without my stuff. I'm not going to be without my plastics. I'm not going to be without my travel. I want to get it in my truck. I want to start it up. I want to smell the exhaust. That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm going to do. Within reason. No, I'm not going to pour oil into the storm drain that goes right to the lake. But we like stuff. Maureen says she's Taylor fucking Swift. She can do whatever she wants. I mean, if you're Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett and Midnight Oil, I mean, if you're if you come out with a hit album that the U.S. happens to love, which isn't going to happen because you're 70 years old, and nobody gives a shit about Midnight Oil. Let's just say you strike gold here in the U.S. with an album and everybody's loving it. You're going to travel by private jet, dick. The only reason why you can say these fucking things is because there's no one clamoring for Midnight Oil records. No one gives a shit. If they did, you'd be traveling just like her, you asshole. Jesus, that's embarrassing. If I'm Taylor Swift, because you know she's got a mean streak, you don't want to cross her. Like that scene when that comic at the award show, what was it? I don't even know what it was. The bald guy made a crack about her, and she looked at him with that death stare. I was like, oh, fuck. If I'm her, I actually drop that private jet down to about 300 feet and just start going right over the house of Peter Garrett, dumping the waste out onto his house, everything. Chris says Motley Crue is playing Soaring Eagle this summer. Do you think they're flying private? Oh, no, they probably can't afford it. They're probably driving. Is this Vince? This is when Vince was on that 3-year mission to get his voice in shape for a tour with Motley Crue. Listen, he just gives up in this. He says like 2 lines and then he quits, walks off the stage. It's like, oh, God damn it. Dr. Feelgood. Yesterday, I have information. I will be, several of you have correctly guessed the radio station that I am going to be starting on. We have a start date for the new gig of March 18th, and we're going to officially announce it coming up. What is today? Today is 27. The 11th. The 11th is when the announcement is going to be made. Okay? So I am stoked about that. Yesterday was a day where I got a visit from my pal Dave Grant. Dave is my old engineer. It's the old engineer. I shouldn't say old. He's the engineer at Cumulus. Dave, okay, this dude is the shit, okay? And Dave doesn't fuck around. He's probably the brightest mind I've ever worked with in terms of engineering. And any radio person will tell you that you got to have a guy who is, you didn't piss him off. And I tried my hardest to piss Dave off. But somehow it didn't stick, thank God. And he's in my house yesterday. And we're coming up with a plan to get me up and running for the radio show in just a few weeks. All right. The 6 to 10 morning gig that I will be doing, this podcast will be starting later, a couple hours later than what I'm doing right now. But Dave walks in, and Dave's a cat guy, first of all. And I mean, I got cats too, but I'm a dog guy. So I've put all the dogs away except Benny, the one-eyed wonder dog. And he is just kind of like very subdued and quiet, Benny. So he doesn't fuck with Dave at all. But Darla's going, rawr, 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 like Walter. And he goes, what is that? I go, one of the dogs. She wants to meet you. Oh, I go, yeah, okay. Trust me, I won't do it. Okay. So then as I'm sitting there, Dave is telling me about what I need to do to get this show up and running. And a lot of boring shit. But one of the things that came to mind was, thank God Dave is part of the support team. This goes back to the goddamn deal where Ben Glaze, I've told this story before, but it's great. Dave is such a, you know, he's pretty much a stone face. Doesn't give you too much. Ben swipes out his computer at BBL. He trades it for another one. Like, the one he has sucks, he feels. So he goes and unhooks it and grabs another computer that we had no idea was actually being used for something critical with the radio station. Okay? And he brings it in and he hooks it up. And then Dave, here is one. People are like wondering, hey, where's the traffic reports? That computer is being used for traffic reports. And we realize that we stole the traffic computer. The computer for traffic, like, automatically takes the reports and inserts them into the radio station. All of a sudden, five radio stations don't have traffic reports. And Ben took it. Did you, and Michelle McCormick, did you take the computer? And Ben goes, yeah. And she goes, what? And Dave goes, can I see you, please? Can I see you? And they walk into a room and then into another room that's in the first room. And I could still hear him yelling. Poor Ben. He just got ripped a new asshole. And then he comes out and he goes, you're responsible too. You're responsible for him. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. I let him cool down. And then I bang on his door and I go, Dave. All right, this is like 3 days later. I go, sorry about that. I owe you lunch. Let's go to lunch. Okay. Gets up. Walk outside. Busts out a pack of darts. I go, give me a dart, Dave. Okay. So we're walking down the street, and we pass, like, all the restaurants that we normally go to, this Mexican joint, this Thai joint, the sushi joint. And he keeps walking all the way over to one of the ritziest hotels in the north, in the Midwest, the Amway Grand Hotel. And I go, oh, fuck. Now, there's two restaurants in there. There's one that's Ruth, what is it called? Christy Ruth, Babe Ruth, something Ruth, which is like, you can't get in there unless you got a tuxedo on. And then the other one is Wolfgang Puck. Thank God he took me to Wolfgang Puck as opposed to the Christy Ruth or whatever. I don't even know what the fuck it's called. Ruth's Chris. Which just sounds weird. I go, okay. And then he orders an appetizer for the appetizer. So two appetizers. And then he orders the salad. And then he orders the main entree. He has a beer. And then he has the tiramisu. And I'm there eating, like, you know, a Cobb salad. That's it. The whole thing costs like $250. And I'm like, God damn it, Dave.
Well, that's what you get.
Never again. Never again. All right. So, Dave, get it in here. It was, okay, so now we're getting set. He goes, EZ, you're going to need some new equipment. I've got some we got to get you some actual broadcast equipment in order to make this happen. I continue to have discussions about how the show is going to go. The music that I'll play, the things I'll talk about. I'm a little nervous. Turns out that the day before the first broadcast, I will be visiting my dad all the way across the state for his birthday. That is a three-tiered holiday. You've got St. Patrick's Day, my father's birthday, and that is also Flying Laptop Day. For those of you who don't know, that is the anniversary of the day when laptops flew out of a hotel room. Our very own Hurricane Ashley. When this all happened, I did not know her. We have since become friends. She, the one who received a body slam and bleeding all over the place. And then the cops show up. Her boyfriend at the time, his name's Joe Gassman, gets arrested. Ashley, I guess, got pissed off for something to do with the computer. I think there was suspicion of maybe communicating with another female, which led to the destruction of the electronics, phone and laptop. The legend has grown over the years. Ashley says he was sexting his hair girl. There's only two people there that we know of in that incident. One was Ashley, and one is this guy, Saint Gaslight. I should remind you that the Eric Zane Show podcast would like to suggest and remind you that this is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents either are products of Eric Zane's imagination or used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, locales, or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. All of this is the legend. Well, anyway, some guy in this fictitious story named Saint Gaslight beat the shit out of some lady by the name of Hurricane Ashley, who then, according to legend, started throwing electronics out of the window. It might have just been a cell phone. It might have been no phone. It might have been cell phone, laptop, desktop, TiVo, television, kitchen sink. All we know is that Ashley ended up, this fake fictitious person named Smashley, allegedly was body slammed down to the ground. Cops called. Some guy in this fictitious story named Saint Gaslight arrested. The rest is history. Fictitious Ashley, Smashley, Crashley, whatever her name is, then covered for him to get him out of jail and to get the charges dropped, to get Saint Gaslight's employers to get back on the job, and thus business as usual. All right. Thank you for being here. If you're watching the show on Facebook, X, or YouTube, it's time to go. Thank you so much, though. You can get the full show when you download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live, or just go online on your desktop or laptop while you're at work or whatever at home, and type in twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. All the information is at the bottom of the screen or in the show notes of this show. If you're an audio person, you're an audiophile, that's what you like to do, is listen to the audio podcast. You can get it wherever you download shows. I'm on all of them. That is for the free podcast. When the free podcast gets done, I have a second podcast, the Patreon bonus podcast. You can find it, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you for being part of the Patreon audience. We're doing a Big Fraud Sunday with the first ever Big Fraud Sunday. We've never done this on a Sunday with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast and Who Are These Zanes? That's going to be awesome. Cannot wait. Also, I had 6 people yesterday sign up for the free trial. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you've heard about me talking about Who Are These Zanes or my free or my Patreon podcast or the Ben and Eric podcast or Who Are These Free Beers, that's all on Patreon. Sign up for 7 days free to try it out. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's all I'm asking. Sign up. It's real simple. These are the steps. You go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, put in a credit card. You have to have a payment form, and sign up for 7 days free. It's all there. It's explained there. Right then and there, cancel it. You're still going to get the 7 days free. I do that so that you aren't inadvertently charged in case you hate it, and or if you just wanted to try it out with no intention of purchasing it. I don't want you to get charged by like tricking you. I want you to actually like the content and sign up for it. Some of you trust me and say, I'll see how it goes, easy. And, if it's good, I'll let it ride. That's totally up to you. I'm not going to sit here and beg you for this shit. Just try it out for free. Do that. Okay. If you can lift your finger to pick up your mouse and sign up for the 7 days free, it take you 30 seconds. Cancel that shit. I want to see people who enjoy the free podcast enjoying the Patreon and trying it out. And if at the end of that, you're like, I am not interested, There is nothing more that I can do that can convince you to sign up for the Patreon. Okay? I just want you to try it. More often than not, when people try my Patreon, they stick with it because it's good. I put a lot of time and energy into the Patreon. All right. All right. So for you folks that are watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube, off you go. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. And of course, you can follow on YouTube as well. Getting up early means more coffee consumed. I'm now getting up at 5:20. It's a little bit behind schedule because I slept in all weekend. I keep dropping back the clock by 10 minutes a pop. I'm now getting into the rarefied air where when I get up, the dogs don't even get up. O'Neill does because he follows me everywhere. That's my boy. But Darla, Bruce, they're like, fuck you. We've got another hour. We're not dealing with this shit. And I don't blame them. Pooh Bear sound asleep as well. They don't get up till 6:40. I think the earliest I'm going to have to get up for the radio show is going to be 4:30, which seriously, when it comes to morning radio, not that bad. All right. Like Freebeer, he gets up at like 3:00 and I don't know why he does that. Okay. He gets there and he hits print when he opens up the complete sheet, which is 80 pages of shit that people write out for him to read. And then you get stuck with that morning show. A little bit different for your old pal EZ. When it comes to this morning show, this has never happened before. A little bit of information for you. The people that run the radio station have said to me, this is your show so much that you are going to pick the music. And I'm like, really? Yes. Now, that's never happened. The last time that happened was like in the 1970s when radio stations started to be run by consultants. They said, we trust, we've heard your taste in music. We know what you're about. We want you to pick the music. Okay. I can do that. If you really want to, it's going to change the sound of your radio station to something that's awesome. And we want you to take requests, like actual real requests. That doesn't happen anymore on radio stations. Now, if you call me up and you want to hear Britney Spears, I am going to tell you to fuck off. This is a rock station. But that is part of my duties, putting the music on the air of the radio station. Oh, man. Kenny says Slayer. Yeah, I can't go to those types of extremes. I'm going to keep a, 1963 to 2024. That's my window. Megan says, can we request Britney Spears singing I Love Rock and Roll? No. In fact, I wouldn't even play Joan Jett I Love Rock and Roll. It's too commercialized. Nick says, are you worried at all about all the broadcasting you'll have to do in one day now? Don't burn yourself out. We love you, EZ. Yeah, you're not the first person that's said that to me. Tyler Glenn said the same thing to me. Kenny says, Beastie Boys. Probably not. Meatloaf, yes. Headstones, Tragically Hip, absolutely. I think Cole is the one who introduced me to Headstones. Chris writes, oh my God, look at that sexy MF behind the mic today. That goddamn hair. Oh, I know. What was I going to answer? Oh, about getting burnt out. Yeah, that's definitely a concern. But I'll know going in how I'm going to do. All right? I really do. So I think I can prepare myself for that. The idea would be get up that early, broadcast 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm going to have some downtime so I can prepare the podcast for the next thing I have to do upon completion of the show. 10 a.m., I'm podcasting. Here. Noon, I'm done with the free podcast. I've already set up the Patreon podcast in the time when I was in between songs during the radio show. So there's no reason why I can't, after taking the dogs out, going potty here and there, I can't be done with the Patreon bonus podcast by like 1 p.m., which is the same time I do it now. And then once that's done, I'm done. May need a nap at that point, the midday nap. All right. Then wash, rinse, repeat. Chris says, I'm going to need some butt rock like Rat tune, man. Yeah, I can play you some Rat. I'm going to have a real phone line here. So you can call me and I can record the phone call, talk to you, stuff like that. No longer will I have to hold the microphone or hold the phone up to a microphone, which is what I've done for the past 5 years. All sorts of cool shit happening that has just fallen out of the sky for your old pal EZ. It's a tremendous opportunity. Tremendous. I can't stress this enough. This is what I've wanted. This exact thing to happen. Now that I'm 5+ years into building the podcast, it virtually runs on its own, other than this portion of the day when I actually have to broadcast. The idea, this is the only thing I've planned. Be ready for a radio job one day. And now that damn day is happening. We are just days away now from actually doing something that I dreamed to have happen. It ain't perfect, but it's damn good. Kent wants me to play Striper. A lot of the bands that you all have been suggesting, I would say, are huge piles of shit. Tyler says, will we be seeing Gay Rick Zane on the news when this is announced? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I don't think anybody will care around here. Like I said, this is not a Grand Rapids radio station or anything like that. Okay. The open and the live stream of this podcast, brought to you by Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance. If you are in between jobs or unemployed, or maybe you are self-employed or your boss does not offer you health insurance, that means you will have to get your health insurance at healthcare.gov. And doing that on your own is a real bummer. It's a real pain in the ass. I suggest you reach out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. He will help you every step of the way getting started. His services are free. He gets paid by the insurance companies. I've had many audience members reach out to Frank Fuss when they had to make sure that they got their insurance in the marketplace. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. The Grand Rapids Gold basketball team is in action coming up on Sunday. GrandRapidsGold.com. I want to see you there. Get your tickets for just $14. GrandRapidsGold.com. There are 7 more home games, counting the one coming up on Sunday. If you have not yet been, do it. Get a ticket, hang out with me, and watch the Grand Rapids Gold. While I'm at it, tag accounting. Getting very, very close to tax season. In fact, I've got an appointment coming up on Tuesday, a week from today. That's the day when I get all my documents. I go over to see the tax hobbit and say, all right, let's do my taxes. You don't have to do it that way. I prefer to see him in person because he's a friend of mine. But no matter where you are in the U.S., you can have Tag Accounting do your taxes for you. Tag Accounting has done my personal taxes and my business taxes for damn near 20 years. Reach out at tagcpa.net. That's tagcpa.net. You can also reach out to them over at Tag Accounting. Real easy. The number is 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting. Thank you so much.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Kenny says, come March 18th, will we be hearing back in the saddle again? No. The reason why I went with back in the saddle was because people cared. 8 years ago when I got fired from Free Beer and then joined on to BBL, I was like, hey, I'm back. Woo, I'm back in the saddle. That's been put to bed. We don't need to go down that road again. Corey says he's going to play The Bitches Back. Yeah, to these people, they don't know who I am. It's all going to be new to them. I'll be introducing them. So you are going to get a lot of Eric Zaytunian, especially early on. I mean, I have to work my way into being Eric Zane. Let's just put it this way. If I signed onto that radio station and immediately started doing Eric Zane shit, I'm not going to be on that radio station very long. There's a learning curve. You gotta build up to that shit. I already feel like the poor ownership team is on pins and needles because they say the shit I talk about on here. And, you know, they might be concerned that I might lose my shit on there. And that's not the case. In fact, I already had a conversation, you know, because I think that really is a concern about, you know, are you going to be the asshole on our radio station as you are when you podcast? And No. You gotta build up to that. And even if there's enough build up, I don't think I'd ever like turn into the asshole on the radio that I am here. Like yesterday, I did a bit about how annoying blind people are. Can you imagine if I'm on the radio talking about how much blind people bug the shit out of me? Okay? Not that they're blind, but it just seems to me that the blind people in my life that I know and care about, it comes with a price. They're all extremely pushy and bossy and annoying. It's like, are you taking liberties with me because of your blindness? Do you feel like you can get away with telling me whatever the fuck is on your mind because you are blind? I don't think that that's right or fair for you to talk to me the way you're talking to me. And I think it's because you think you can get away with it because nobody wants to look a blind guy in the eye or whatever, look at him and say, hey, shut up, because he's blind. I don't know. I just got bummed out with Saul saying, hey, Eric, can I get some tickets? Sure. I get him fucking center ice, lower bowl tickets. He shows up late and leaves early. He made it not even one period because he didn't like the horn. It's like, you're at a fucking hockey game, Saul. You know it's going to be loud. There's 11,000 people crammed into there. Well, I didn't like that they played the horn when the team comes out after intermission. They should only play the horn after a goal is scored. So that's what broke you, the horn? Could it be the fact that you're at a hockey game and you can't see it? I don't know about you, but if I'm blind, I don't want to do any activity that requires the only way to be stimulated is by seeing what is going on in front of me. All right. Hold that thought. Your old pal EZ has to go tinkle. I'll be right back. Thank you for being here. We're off to a great start. Stand by. Cowfade. Today is going to be a shorter show today. Yesterday was a shorter show yesterday too, but yesterday I was in a pissed off mood. Oh my God, was I pissed off. I don't like that. But I got a lot of people that were like, oh my God, it was great. Like, I didn't enjoy, I don't like yelling and getting pissed off. Honestly. But I did listen back to it. And then not only did I feel bad for getting upset, but it also was hilarious. Say what you will. But that shit is funny. And I don't give a shit if you disagree. But that was funny as hell. Losing my shit and ranting and raving is like my favorite thing to do sometimes. In the moment, it just feels good. Blowing off steam just has to happen. It's just sometimes I can't take it. I just can't take it. I got out of it as early as I could. I think I was able to manage through like an hour and a half somehow. It'll be much the same today, though. As Kenny writes, oh, now it's funny. Well, yeah, in the moment, I was just furious. Let's see. Bad at Karate is new. Welcome. It says, hello, sir. I found your channel because someone posted your rant on the WATP Discord. It was great. You mean the rant yesterday when I lost my shit? I'm not sure which rant. Kenny says the same thing. Which rant? Uh-oh. Well, if someone posted it on there, that means Fuckface Carl is probably going to put it as cringe of the week. But that's okay. Oh, my tech issues rant. Oh, no. That actually works out. I try not to pay attention to all the WATP stuff because if I did, I'd be an absolute basket case mess. I'm a huge pussy when it comes to that stuff. But welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'll be doing Who Are These Broadcasters today with Christian Blatt coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern Time today. And you can watch it live on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. Very, very busy boy. I also am doing a free public service or public address announcing job. I have a bunch of them coming up. I'm a sucker for them. People ask me if I can do the public address at their event. And I'm always like, yes. Like in 2 weeks, there's like a people with disabilities hockey league. I'm not kidding you. People like are in chairs. And then another person pushes them in the chair on the ice and they got to fucking hit the puck. I'm doing the PA announcing for that deal. And then this coming weekend, I'm doing the fire department versus the police department in hockey. And this is also a charity event. But it's these guys are serious. The cops and the fire department want to kick each other's asses. Last year, there was all sorts of fights in that game. And I'm the PA announcer, and I heckle. So it's great. And then today, Diana says to me 2 days ago, she goes, can you please, 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 please do me this favor? Now, when you get the multiple pleases, you're going to be making a concession. This is so important to her. And I go, what's up? And I know it's coming. Whenever she goes, well, and she, what it is, being a special ed parapro. Okay, at all the area schools, they have what's known as unified basketball. So you get the kids that are in the special ed class, and also on their team are kids that are not in special ed, but students who are like aides. They're called links. Well, those kids and the special ed kids are a basketball team. And so Jenison will take on another school like West Ottawa or whatever, Hudsonville, against their special ed kids. Unified basketball. She goes, we need a PA announcer. It's a big, big game. It's a big game. We want to know if you can. So I go, what time is it at? And she says, 10:15. I go, yeah, I'll be there. And she's just like, I'm like, oh, man, I am just scoring points. If I still wanted sex, I would be able to get some. You're like, what do you mean, EZ? Well, things aren't working the way they're supposed to work for your old pal, EZ. I'm on medicine that has destroyed my libido. It's nearly impossible to get me charged up. I'm always just kind of like, I was talking with Ashley about that. She goes, your wife's going to leave you. I go, I know. She is. And she should. She should. I'm useless. I'm absolutely useless. I can't help her in any way. All right. Anyway. You should get some anyway just for shits and gigs. Don't you mean shits and grins? Okay, so the reason why I bring that up is because, I'm gonna probably cut this off at about 9:30 my time Eastern. Eastern 9:30 my time, I think. Ryan says, my brain still doesn't understand how it went from special education sports to big frauds sex drive. True, it happens. Got to keep you on your toes here. Okay, I promised that I would talk about this because I posted it in the preview that I'm be talking about the new health director or the health director drama. I've covered this extensively, and I always kind of have to give you a bit of background. Where I live in this county is the most bizarre scenario ever. It's very Republican and very conservative, but an organization began that is even more extreme than just a regular conservative Republican. They're ultra right wing, and these folks got pissed off during COVID at mask mandates and having to shutter the school because of everybody was sick. And then they went and got organized and won election to the county commission. County politics is supposed to be like just allocating funds and figuring out how the money is going to be spent. But this turned into revenge politics from these wackos who won the majority. There's 11 county commissioners. 6 of them won jobs. So then they immediately, like day one, they fired the diversity equity. They disbanded the diversity equity and inclusion office. And one of the things they tried to do, and they had a slogan. The Ottawa County's slogan was "Where you belong." And then now these are conservatives who came up with these things: diversity, equity, and inclusion. Where you belong. But the super right-wing ones blew out the DEI office. And then, as Stevie writes, be sure to vote today. It's Michigan, Michigan voting. So, yeah, that's absolutely true. And then they took the slogan from where you belong and switched it to let freedom ring. And freedom is one of those dog whistle words like patriot and all that shit. And all the stupid fucking Gadsden flags, whatever the fuck they are, and don't tread on me and all that bullfuck. So that the, you know, they've gone down that road, and then they tried to fire the health director. And then the health director, Adeline Hambly, sued trying to stop that. And then it's just dragged on and on and on. And then they tried to cut her budget by millions of dollars trying to get her to quit. And then the lawsuit was looking, it was looking more and more like she would win this lawsuit. So the commission said it, but didn't, but then took it back that they'd give her like $4.1 million to just go away and not sue them. And she's like, okay. And then they said, well, wait a minute. Then they got buyer's remorse and decided that they didn't want to do that. That went in front of a judge. The judge agreed with the commission that they that the $4.1 million is not going to fly. So then this drags on until yesterday. It should be noted that these commissioners, Ottawa Impact, they wanted to fire the health director, and who is from the last regime, and bring in a like a buddy, a friend of theirs. It's this guy, and I swear to God, this is the best part of this. His name is Nate Kelly, and he is an assistant air conditioning repairman. Like when Joe Martinez comes over to install my furnace, he has his assistants do all the shit work and crash the van while he signs the fat check. That's what this dude does. He's an assistant air conditioning maintenance filter repairman. That's what he does. And they wanted to take that guy and put him into office. And then they said, everyone's like, well, why? And he's, well, they're like, well, he's a scientist. Him and his wife are scientists. And they're not. She actually cleans up puke with sawdust at one of the local alternative schools or some shit like that. She walks around claiming she's a scientist. And she's the type of chick that walks around and tries to tell you about the goddamn, when a jet goes flying over and it leaves the exhaust and it freezes in the sky like that, she's trying to tell you that that's full of chemicals that's going to make you grow a third eye. She's this big, giant-ass chick, used to be hot, now she's an asshole with a giant ass, and she's the, her name is Kristen Megan Kelly. She's the one who, I made a crack about her daughter. Remember on this show when she and the grandma said to the kid, we want you to go up and say something to Commander Moss and tell him thank you for keeping kids from the groomers and all that shit. And then your old pal EZ dropped this on him at some point. That clip when the kid was talking, which I thought I had and I don't think I have now. I'll have to reload it. All right. Anyway, that got her fucking all pissed off at me. I hope grandma one day walks in on this kid eating a vagina.
Thank you for all.
I hope grandma one day walks in on this kid eating a vagina.
Of your assistance and help.
But anyway, that brat's dad is the one they wanted to put in for the health director job. By the way, this is the audio of that brat's mom calling one of my sponsors who laughed hysterically and sent me the audio.
Hi, my name is Kristen Megan Kelly. I'm a veteran, and I'm a veteran. I believe I've called and left a message earlier today. I'm a veteran. I'm just trying to get some feedback from whoever would be in charge. I'm a veteran in making the decision to sponsor the Eric Zane podcast. I'm a veteran. I am the mother. I'm a veteran of a child that he spoke about on his podcast. I'm a veteran in a sexual manner. I'm a veteran, including sex acts that he wants my veteran to perform. I also have a sheriff involved. Several sponsors have already backed out. And I'm a veteran. I believe in nonviolent free market solutions. I'm a veteran, so I greatly support free speech. I'm a veteran, but this is not protected speech. I'm a veteran when discussing sexual acts of a veteran. I'm a veteran. It was an attack on me and my family, and I'm a veteran. It's one thing to have an opinion of adults, but again, it's not protected to be to speak sexually about a seven-year-old girl. I'm a veteran. If you would like to see the evidence, and I have seen on social media some of this.
I already played the evidence.
Messaging people to not talk about it. I'm a veteran, but they want your business to know that your name is slapped behind the screen when he's saying these things. I'm a veteran. You can call me if you'd like. My number is area code 4-0-0-5-5-6-6-9-9-4-4-8-3-3-4-4.
Redacted for anonymity, that last number.
I'm a veteran, but I would really like to know if your business supports this type of rhetoric.
They do. They love it.
Area code 405.
405.
694.
694.
834.
834. Redacted for anonymity.
I'm a veteran, and I'm a veteran. I would just like to hear back from you. Thank you very much for your understanding and your time. I'm a veteran. Thanks.
Well, anyway. The point of all this is yesterday.
Tonight, the president of Calvin.
Fucking A. What am I doing? Yesterday, they voted on it, the board, and they voted unanimously, 11-0, to keep her on as a health officer. This is all in an effort to get her to drop her lawsuit. That is the agreement. 13 months after they tried to fire her, after all of the time and money has changed hands and fallen off, they now have voted 11-0 to keep her on and her staff as part of an agreement for Adeline Hambly to end her longstanding lawsuit against the board. This is great. Other parts of the agreement, according to this, all litigation has been dropped. A multi-session termination hearing will end with no determination. A judge will determine how much of Hambly's attorney's fees will be covered, and there will be no monetary award for damages. Should the board attempt to fire Hambly again, they must agree with a public binding 3-person panel with one member selected by Hambly's attorney, one selected by Ottawa County's attorney, and arbiter Thomas Bem. Members of Ottawa Impact, founded by Joe Moss and Vice Chair Sylvia Rohde, attempted to demote Hambly to interim health officer shortly after they were sworn in January 3rd. This article does a good job of chronicling professionally, unlike what I do, as to how this is all unfolded. And I'll link it up in the show notes, and you can see for yourself. Might be a time to get our boy Joe Spaulding on here, who he might be doing something right now. So I don't know if I can actually get him on here, but Joe Spaulding has been a regular on this show. We've become fast friends since all of this drama began. He's a terrific, terrific ally. Curious what he thinks about all of this. Megan says they're going to...
Hey, Big Fraud, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, how are you? Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's a good morning for everybody except for Ryan Kelly. Or not Ryan Kelly. He's probably having a shit morning too. But Nathaniel Kelly. There's so many fucking dumb Kellys
out
there.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Including Megan. Or Kristen Megan.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm sure she's very, very happy right now.
Right, right. That fat bitch. Holy fuck. I'm so happy that she's got to deal with all this shit. She's probably so pissed right now. What I mean, she's going to go to Moms for Liberty and probably go on some crazy rant.
Yeah, I mean, like, probably. And then also, I mean, she has a legitimate reason to be upset. I mean, her husband's very unemployed right now. So
right, right. And by the way, you're on the podcast. You probably already knew that because I sound like it. But
I can kind of hear the difference a little bit. Right. So I think I'm, yeah.
Okay. So was that a surprise to you, or did you know that that was coming?
I had no idea that they were going to come out of that meeting voting that way. I had a little bit of suspicion that the longer the meeting went, that the more likely that they were kind of have to see the writing on the wall, and that she was going to be there to stay. Adeline Hambly was going to be there to stay. But, you know, the meeting goes on 12 hours, and I'm kind of like, I forgot that it happened. I thought that it stopped at like 9, and stopped after 9 hours, and I'm still looking, and it's like 9 o'clock, and the meeting's still going on. I'm like, well, maybe they're coming up with something, and they want to come up with something right now, because that's the only reason that you stay late is because you're close.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all came out there. I did not expect. What totally surprised me is that the vote was unanimous.
All right. So what now? What are we working on now? It's the recall, right? That's the big thing front and center for you guys is the May election.
Yeah. So on May 7th, there's a recall election in District 2. It covers Holland Township and a little tiny portion of Park Township. And we're going to be replacing Lucy Ebel. Ideally, you know, we get enough votes out here for Chris Kleinjans, her opponent. We still have to replace these guys. They're the same people that made the choices to put John Gibbs in that position that he's now on administrative leave from, and try to remove Adeline Hambly over a 14-month period, including like 6 months of doing nothing except trying to remove her right. And spending money on lawyers. So we're going to make sure the voters have an opportunity to have their say about all of this on May 7th. And then we're going to be working on November and getting some more sanity restored back to the Board of Commissioners, and that's going to be some, you know, some same Republicans in some districts and a couple of Democrats in some districts that haven't had Democrats elected before.
So. It seems like a lot of the heavy lifting is happening just by almost attrition with the Gibbs versus Moss saga. Once allies, now they hate each other.
Well, that's part and parcel for kind of what the GOP, in at least Michigan, and to some degree across the country, but mostly in Michigan, has been doing. They just have all of these tendencies for infighting, and it kind of just predictably lands in these like rifts. And it's like Life of Brian, Monty Python, the People's Front of Judea, or the Judeo-Christian People's Front, you know. There's no difference between the two groups, but they hate each other because one's in control and the other one isn't. And that becomes their focus. They're really, really good at infighting, so they do what they're good at.
That's also evident in the Michigan GOP as this battle between Karamo and the rest of the GOP. The GOP wants to put in Huizenga. Pete Hoekstra. And Karamo right. is like, fuck that shit, I'm in charge. And she's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, she's like, so I mean, like, this is kind of like, there's some serious philosophical, sociological questions there about like what is actual reality that are kind of present in the background of all of that. But like, she controls the bank account, and she controls the data list, and she controls the legal entity. So like, she might be on a lonely island, but the Republican Party is only the Republican Party because of the legal entity, the bank account, and the data list. So I don't know if like, you know, the ship of Theseus problem, like they've changed all the planks in the ship. It's not the same ship, I guess.
That's all brilliant stuff. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I'll
I'm sorry. I'm sounding fucking stupid.
No. It's above my pay grade, and you're smarter than I am. But at the end of the day, it illustrates the problems that they are having. And I certainly understand that. Back to the Kelly family in beautiful Hudsonville, Michigan, or as I like to call it, Nutsonville. So Mr. is still doing filtration replacement with the air conditioners now, right?
And yeah, I mean, I think he should. It's not a bad business.
No. And Mom, Mrs. Kelly, does she actually earn a paycheck, or does she go around and just bark at everybody?
Yeah, it's really, really hard to tell. The only thing that we could figure out is that she's online a lot and that she drinks a lot of wine. Sure.
Okay, and I know that she does this Moms for Freedom or whatever the fuck it is, which that's a weird organization, Freedom Moms or whatever the hell, and she calls herself a scientist. Do we know what type of scientist? I mean, I could call myself a scientist then if she's calling herself a scientist.
So she used to get really mad, and she probably will still. And when I point out that she's a janitor, she says she's like some sort of environmental something or another, engineer or something or another. But she does like system wide like cleaning plans for things.
Okay, so you know, if you want to come up with a way to clean the office, she can tell you the right products and the amount of elbow grease you can put in to get it cleaned. Okay.
I mean, in theory, but like, I don't think she's doing that. Like, for real.
She's actually not even doing it. She's just, that's in theory. All right. Well, this is a big day. I'm so glad I got you on. Are you doing it? Is there a meeting today, too? Is there more fireworks today that we can expect?
No. So the meeting is delayed because there is an election today. There's the primary election today. You got to go in there and vote for, I guess the options are uncommitted or Biden or uncommitted or Haley or Trump, or you can throw your vote away on a Republican that's jumped out of the race already. But that's what's going on today. And then the county is having a meeting on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And those traditionally the evening meetings tend to have a lot more people show up and say things. And so I'm very interested in hearing from both the Adeline Hambly must go crowd and the we need John Gibbs, he's the savior of our county crowd, who were so prevalent over the last year and a half showing up to these meetings. And now I'm just kind of curious to hear their take on all the events, because that was a 1-2 punch.
Right, like, right.
Ottawa Impact took two gigantic losses, and they had to, kind of swallow their own hemlock there.
I can't wait to hear what the idiot locals have to say when they trudge their fat asses up to the microphone at the next public comment. We might have to dig out another episode of Who Are These Ottawa County Fascists for that one.
I would very much laugh at that all the way. I cannot believe the amount of egg on so many people's faces. And then my guess is a lot of them are going to be pretty silent about it.
So. Joe Spaulding, you're a legend. Thank you for the time as always.
Thank you, Easy. You take care. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. You too. There you go. That's Joe Spaulding. Ashley says the quote, she's online a lot and drinks a lot of wine. Allegedly. We don't know that. We don't know if she's a wine drinker. Boy, you guys are right. Look at the light on my face. Now, that's my true color. That's olive. In the summertime, I'll be brown, for God's sake. ISIS soccer coach, right there. Okay. Thank you very much for the patience. I know a lot of that is all very local-centric stuff, but I've taken a lot of time to get you guys up to speed on that local thing so that hopefully it's not boring for you. That's ultimately what I'm shooting for. So, okay. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. If you need your mortgage, if you need to get a mortgage, whether it's your first one or you've done this many, many times in the past, reach out to Mario at 231-332-6505. He can help you with anything you need when it comes to getting a mortgage from anywhere in the U.S. Most of my sponsors are local. This one is not. 231-332-6505. NMLS number 3035 for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Joe Martinez and his crew at A&E Heating and Cooling. He is not qualified to lead the health department, but he is qualified to take care of anything in your home, heating, cooling related. 616-516-8579. We are at the end of the rebates for the furnace tune-up. We now transition to getting your AC ready for that tune-up when it comes to the cooling months. And it's probably going to be warm this year. 616-516-8579. Joe Martinez with A&E Heating and Cooling. God bless Impact Power Sports. The show is brought to you by Impact Power Sports. This studio is sponsored by Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Everything you need. Golf carts, four-wheelers, ATVs, UTVs. Holy cow. Not to mention golf carts. Yamaha golf carts for you. The Michigan's newest dealer of Yamaha golf carts. You can find them at Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. AC Davis 2259 says, easy, hurry up and take a potty break. I need one also. Well, I got news for you. I'm not taking another potty break because this show is done in 12 minutes, my friend. Corey says, you looked dead on the other camera angle. I didn't look dead. Come on. Corey also says the reference Joe Martinez did to it was something with ships and planks. He says it's basically you take a ship and replace parts of it here and there until eventually no original parts remain. Then you took all the removed parts and assembled them, which is the real ship. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to even. Who came up with that one? Ryan says, you looked great on the other camera, EZ. Don't let Corey Arum you. Yeah, still trying to put that behind me. That's what caused me to lose my shit was the 1-2 punch of Arum and Amanda. That was rough. I don't even think Arum meant anything by it. It's either one of two things Arum is. Either an a-hole, which I just find that hard to believe, or dumb. How could he not read the room? Yesterday, I had an unbelievable, terrible start to the show technologically. And Arum checks into the room and says he didn't test his equipment. It's like, that is not going to win you any points. None. That was so bad. Okay? I mean, that's like somebody who you know is having a bad day and telling them about it. That is unacceptable. It was unacceptable. Resulted in just a thorough ass kicking. So you can either be one thing. Either you're incredibly rude or dumb. So you can pick one or the other. That's the only way to explain what you said yesterday. So I don't know if it's better to be rude or dumb, but you were one of those two things. Okay? Absolutely. And then Amanda, that's just like strike 500. Danny Porter says maybe both. Corey says both are funny. Excuse me. But no, you're still on fucking probation. Both of you two. I don't give a shit at all. This is going to take a long time for you guys to get back into my good graces. You are so on the list. Amanda has much more of a pedigree than Arum. Okay? Amanda, I mean, it's just everything about you is annoying right now. I went so far, I do not see any correspondence from either of these two people right now. If they sent me an email, if they sent me a text, I'm not seeing it. It's all going to a junk folder, okay? Because I'm still so goddamn pissed off about it that I can't hang with you two. It's just not happening. One day, I'll unblock. But as of right now, you're still here. That's fine. You're still like a Facebook friend, but you've been muted. You're blocked. No. Ashley says, am I blocked? No, of course you're not blocked. Arum and Amanda are on team block right now because of the huge pile of shit I've had to wipe off my face. Ashley says, look at your phone. I'm looking at it. It's on do not disturb. So I don't know if you've been trying to call me or not. I'm on a roll today, so I can't. I'm not just going to. No. I can't just stop down and take a phone call. Trying to do a podcast here. Unless if you've got news that you suddenly grew a dick. All right. Or you know where Joe is or something like that. I don't have any interest in talking right now. I can't do that because I'm too busy being awesome. You don't go up to a guy who's having a wonderful day at being awesome and just say, hey, talk to me now. It doesn't work that way. in the easy world. You can't just muscle your way in here because you call me on the fucking phone. And now she's calling me a piece of shit. Well, that's normal for you. All right. She says, can you at least look at your phone? Look at your photos. No, I'm not your goddamn monkey, okay? Keep it up. I'm in a blocking mood. Amanda says, I'm afraid for Ashley getting on the annoying blocked list today, too. It takes a lot. She's not even close right now because I can just tell her to shut up. Okay? Like I am. But you and Aram, I mean, it's downright, it's like serious. That's how pissed off you and fuckface Aram made me yesterday. And you deserve every goddamn bit of it. Stevie says, I want to know how Ashley got concussed. No, it was probably balls slamming against the side of her head. We'll find that out later. Kenny says, I'm glad not to be involved for once. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. You know what? You in particular. The quickest way to work your way into that is by announcing that you're glad to not be involved for once. It'll happen. Now I'm just not looking at the phone just because fucking the brunette twat is telling me to. No, I don't want to hear anything about you right now. There's important shit to actually get to. Me. So this is how this is going to work out. I get done with this show. I get dressed like a big boy, which bums me out. I actually have to put on pants. Go call the Unified basketball game. Sign some autographs. Take some pictures. Come back here. Do the Patreon. Do Who Are These Broadcasters? Cash fat checks. Not pound my pud. Take the dogs for a walk. Try not to be gross. Don't be fat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Thank you. Before I wrap this show up, I have the asshole of the day, but I want to remind you that I'm on Cameo. You can hire me cameo.com/Eric Zane. My cameos are better than everyone's, and they're only $20. cameo.com/Eric Zane. When it comes to buying cannabis, God damn it. When it comes to buying cannabis, that's embarrassing. Head up to Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. Their website is thegreenmedicineshop.com. I know some of you are like, well, why would I do that? I have a recreational facility. First of all, the pot is cleaner when you buy it at Green Medicine Shop. A lot less yeast, a lot less mold, and not nearly as harsh as the recreational cannabis. You can only buy it if you have a med card. Do it on their website. There's a spot on thegreenmedicineshop.com where you can click and get your medicine card in 15 minutes. That is going to set you back $90, but you get an in-store credit of $100. So you can take care of that and then buy the cannabis. Get your 2.5 ounces, which is plenty of cannabis. Take it home and burn. I realize you got to drive to Greenville, Michigan, but that's a great community. Go say hello to somebody, get a damn meal, buy your cannabis, and off you go. All the information is at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. That is Throat/Dale. Call them to schedule a power washing job at your residence. Maybe cleaning off the boat, cleaning out the, the hood that's full of grease at the restaurant. 231-740-4098. 231-740-4098. I need new sponsors. Occasionally, some drop off, and I have openings. That's right now. If you've always wanted to market on the show and you wanted to know how it works, all it takes is for you to reach out to me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and I'll tell you how it works. I got a Vouch store, vouch.store/Eric Zane. I sell pet products. I sell camp craft cocktails, which are a lot of fun. Add booze. Enjoy. and a number of other products at vouch.store/Eric Zane. You can support the show by buying those products. And last but not least, the IT service provider for the podcast is Blue Frost IT. You can find them at bluefrostit.com. Yesterday, the asshole of the day, Aram and Amanda. I've already talked about that. Today, the asshole of the day. A repeat asshole of the day. It's Joe Moss. He just wasted 13 months of your time and tax dollars, Ottawa County. What a fucking shit show. Asshole of the Day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Chris says, can I sponsor the show, but have you call it something like, don't be a cock in the chat studios. Did you guys hear that Hurricane Ashley is concussed? And did you hear that she was trying to get a hold of me? That is my time today. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you on the Patreon a little bit later on. Thank you so much. Till next time. Bye-bye.